感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨，我们再来思想神的话语。
Thank God, and this morning let's study the Word of God.
那么从这个主日开始呢，我们会开始圣经的新的一卷书啊，罗马书。
From start from this Sunday, Sunday message, we'll focus on the new book, which is the Book of Romans.
啊，请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read the scripture.
好，我们看到一起来读罗马书的一章，我们从第一节读到第七节。罗马书一章一节起。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写给你们在罗马为神所爱蒙召做圣徒的人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is lamp upon feet, light upon path.
啊，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Light us, let us fall into darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
罗马书是一本圣经当中所有书信当中被人写下最多的注释书的一本书。
Romans is the book among all the book that they have the most people write scholars write about this book.
我们知道在教会历史当中啊，圣经非常重要，毫无疑问的。
In church history, of course, Bible is very important.
那么许许多多的人来写圣经的注释书。
And a lot of people actually read Bible and then they write about this particular book or the Bible.
让我们所有读圣经的人有许多注释的一些书帮助我们来能够理解圣经上的话语。
So it will help us for those of us who read the Bible, we can look at some detailed explanation and that type of thing help us.
那么圣经一共有六十六卷书，在这六十六卷书当中呢，罗马书是最多的人写下注释书的。
And the Bible has 66 book, and the Romans is the one actually the most written in terms of this type of a book about the Romans.
所以毫无疑问，罗马书是。在很多人看来是最重要的一卷书信，在圣经当中。
So obviously, many of those authors thought that Romans is the most important book.
罗马书最完整的启示了神救赎世人的真理。
Romans actually very fully describe the truths that God saved people.
罗马书也最深刻的揭示了，没有信靠耶稣的人在最终。可怕的光景以及将来可怕的结局。
And Romans also very clearly describe that those are not in Christ, how their life in the sin and also how the consequence they will have face.
罗马书也最深刻的揭示了我们在基督里面新造的人，信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们得到何等丰盛的生命。
And Romans also describe in very detail how this new creation that of us in Christ we have this new life.
罗马书不仅是对教会，罗马书对整个世界产生最深远的影响。
Romans not only have for the church but also for this world has a profound influence.
有人说，罗马书为世人铺就了一条通向永生的罗马大道。
And the Romans, someone said the Romans actually paved a Roman highway towards the eternity.
那么在这条通向永生的大道上，罗马书告诉我们有四个重要的步骤。
And in this way towards the eternity, and the Romans tell us there's four steps.
起点是什么呢？罗马书让我们看见人的罪。
And the beginning point is Romans let us see people's sin.
通向永生之路的起点，罗马书让我们看见世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The beginning point of this highway towards this eternity is that Romans let us see all sinned fall short the glory of God.
每个人都是罪人。
Everyone sinned.
在上帝的眼中，每个人都是罪人。
In God's eyes, everyone sinned.
那第二件事，罗马书让我们看见罪的工价乃是死。
And the second thing, second step, or second things Romans let us see is that for the wage of sin is death.
罗马书让我们知道人为什么会死。
And Romans tell us why people die.
啊，人会死不是因为我们吃的食物不够健康。
And people die is not because the food we take is not healthy enough.
人会死不是因为我们的医学不够发达。
And people die is not because our medicine is not fully not advanced enough.
人会死因为人有罪。
People die and because we're sinned.
罪的代价，罪的工价就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
那么，罗马书接下来让我们看见神的爱。
And then thirdly, Romans let us see the love of God.
啊，我们把屏幕上的经文一起来读罗马书的五章八节。
Let's read the scripture together on the screen.
啊，罗马书五章八节起，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。每一个人都是罪人。
Everyone is sinner.
每一个人都会死。
Everyone will die.
但是在我们还是罪人的时候，神爱我们。
But while we're still sinner and God loved us,
神爱我们到一个地步，甚至他的独生爱子为我们死在十字架上。
He loved us to that degree, and His only begotten Son died for us on the cross.
那我们怎样得到上帝这样的爱呢
？So how do we get such a love from God?
怎样得到上帝的救赎呢？
How we get the salvation of Jesus Christ?
罗马书告诉我们，心里相信，口里承认就得到了。
Romans said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will get.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的十章九到十节。
Let's read together the scripture on the screen.
罗马书十章九节起，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。这就是神借着罗马书启示出来最全备的救赎的真理，四个步骤。
And this is God's book of Romans and revealed the completely path of the salvation. That's the four steps.
首先让我们看到我们所有人都是罪人。
First, let us see we all sin.
再让我们看到罪的代价，罪的后果何等的可怕，死亡。
Let us see the terrible consequence or the wage of the sin is death.
在我们所有人都绝望的时候呢，又让我们看到神的爱，神爱我们这样的罪人。
But as we all desperate and for the death, and let us see love.A love of God for us.
上帝的爱如此的长阔高深，如此的大，是上帝的独生爱子在十字架上担负世人的罪死。
And the love of God is such profound that His only begotten Son died on the cross.
我们怎样得到如此大的爱，如此宝贵的救赎的恩典？我们只要心里相信，口里承认。
To get such a great love and such a precious salvation is all we need to do is confess with our mouths and believe in our heart.
神，默示使徒保罗写下罗马书。
And God inspired Paul wrote this Romans.
如此重要完全的救赎的真理，上帝特别拣选保罗来写出来。
And it's such an important truth. And God chose Paul to write this book.
在我们前一段时间以来，我们一直在查考《使徒行传》。
And before we have been studying the book of Acts.
我们在《使徒行传》我们看到保罗这个人，他的人生有非常重大的事情发生，有非常戏剧化的转变。
And from the book of Acts, we know that Paul, actually in his life, there's so many important things happen and so many dramatic change.
所以上帝特别拣选保罗，让他写下罗马书。
So God chose Paul, let him write down the book of Romans.
所以保罗在罗马书的第一句话，保罗是这样说：耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
So the very first sentence in this book of Romans is that Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and a separate to the gospel of God.
保罗原先他信耶稣之前他是什么人呢？他是一个法利赛人，就非常高贵的法利赛人。
And before he became a Christian, believing Jesus Christ, Paul, of course, he is a Pharisee.
然后他还是一个罗马公民。
And he is a Roman citizen as well.
在当时罗马帝国时代啊，尤其是就是耶稣那个时代，罗马公民的身份是非常非常高贵的。
And the time of Paul and in the time of a Roman Empire, the citizen Roman is a very noble status.
但是当保罗信靠主耶稣基督之后呢，他称自己是个仆人。
And but when Paul come to know Jesus Christ and trust in Jesus Christ, he call himself a servant.
那个仆人呢，其实在这个希腊原文当中的意思呢，就是奴隶。
And the servant in the original Greek language basically means slave.
保罗说，我不再是什么高贵的罗马人，我不再是什么高贵的法利赛人，我现在是某一个人的仆人，我是他的奴隶。
And what Paul basically saying that I'm no longer a noble Roman citizen or Pharisees. Right now I'm a slave of somebody.
那谁是我的主人呢？耶稣。
And who is my master? Jesus Christ.
别人一看到耶稣，耶稣不是钉死在十字架上的那一个吗？
And people think, oh, if you talk about Jesus, is that one who crucified on the cross?
你怎么去做这样一位的仆人呢？你怎么去做他的奴隶？他都被钉死在十字架上了。
How come you become the slave of that such a person? He himself was crucified.
从世人的眼光看，耶稣是一个彻底的失败者呀。
From the world view, that Jesus is complete loser.
他从死里复活了，没有多少人看见，就他几个门徒看见了。
When he raised from the dead, actually not many people see it. Only a couple of his disciples.
然后耶稣基督的门徒去传耶稣从死里复活，有人信，有人不信了。
And when his disciple to preach the gospel that Jesus raised from that, someone believes, someone not.
使徒保罗，他原先是这个世界上非常成功的人，或者是非常有前途的人。
Paul actually, before he come to Christ, you can consider him as a very successful person or a person has a bright future.
但他信靠耶稣基督之后，他说：“我甘愿做耶稣的奴隶。”
But when you trust Jesus Christ, he said, "I'm not willing to become a servant of Christ."
其实圣经告诉我们，每一个人其实都是仆人。
And the Bible actually teaches us, every one of us are servant of somebody, something, somebody.
这个世界上没有真正意义上的自由人，都是仆人。
And in this world, actually, there is no true meaning of a free man, and all of us are servant to somebody.
圣经告诉我们，要么你是魔鬼的仆人，魔鬼的奴隶；要么你就像使徒保罗这样成为神的仆人。
And the Bible teaches us either you become a slave of a devil or you become a slave of God.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，为大家来读一下《约翰福音》的八章三十二到三十四节。
You can look at the screen.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说：我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。耶稣非常直接的，非常直接的说，所有犯罪的都是奴隶，谁的奴隶呢？罪的奴隶。
And here Jesus very directly pointed outThat everyone sinned, they'll be a slave. Slave of whom? Slave of sin.
那我们就会说，那谁犯罪，谁不犯罪呢？圣经告诉我们，都犯罪了。
And then we'll say, okay, who sinned, who not sinned? Well, Bible teaches all sin.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All sin have a sin and fall short of glory of God.
正如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
And Scripture also teaches, like it is written, there's none righteous, none, not one.
无论你读不读圣经。上帝已经下了这样的定论了。
Whether you read the Bible or not, that God actually made this determination.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
There's no understanding, there's none who seek after God, and they all turn aside, they have together become unprofitable, and that is none who does good, no, not one.
耶稣说，所有犯罪的都是奴隶，罪的奴隶。
And Jesus says all sin are slave and slave of sin.
圣经说，所有人都犯罪，没有一个例外，所有人都犯罪。
And the Bible says no exception, everyone sinned.
那是什么意思呢？所有人都是罪的奴隶。
And that means all the slave of sin, a slave of sin.
那么，在罗马书六章描述了，人。怎样是在罪中的奴隶，然后信靠耶稣的人怎样成为神的仆人。
In Romans chapter 6 describes how people in sin become a sin of the slave, and those trust Jesus Christ and become a slave of God.
岂不晓得你们献上自己为奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。就人就两个选择，要么就是罪的奴仆，要么就是神的奴仆。
And so the scripture on the screen basically said that we only have two choices: either become a slave of sin or become a slave of God.
所以保罗说：“我是仆人，我是某一位的奴隶。”
So Paul said, "I'm a slave. I'm a slave of somebody."
其实每个人都是奴隶。
And actually, every one of us are slave.
要么就是罪的奴隶，要么就是像使徒保罗那样成为神的仆人。
Either we become a slave of sin, or we become like Paul, a slave of God.
世人都是奴隶，都是罪的奴隶，贪婪的奴隶。
And we are all the slave of sin. We are slave of greedy.
虚荣的奴隶。
We are slave of arrogant.
今天很多人哇被虚荣，压迫奴役着，真的是很可怜。
And today we have so many people be oppressed and crushed by its own arrogance or vanity.
为学很虚空的一些东西啊，我们在那里焦虑。
And for some vanity, and we are kind of so worried.
为什么会这样呢？
Why it's like this?
因为我们是骄傲的奴隶。
Because we are slave of arrogance and pride.
我们忍受不了，为什么他有我没有？
Because we cannot handle, endure that someone has it, I don't have it.
我们忍受不了，为什么他得到掌声，我没有？
We cannot handle that he got the praise, I don't.
为什么别人说他比我强，没有说我比他强？
And why we cannot handle someone said that he is better than me, not I'm better than him.
你今天看今天这个世界，大至国与国之间的战争。
So if you look at this today's world, as big as the war fighting among the countries.
小至我们日常的一些争执啊争吵。
As small as like our daily quarrel among ourselves.
你看哪个人不是奴隶呢
？And see which one does not demonstrate we are the slave.
骄傲的奴隶，虚荣的奴隶。
We are the slave of pride. We are the slave of vanity.
贪婪的奴隶。
And we are slave of greedy.
这个世界上非常有权势的人，他想做一件事情，他也做不到啊。
And today, even the very powerful person, they probably are very limited in things they can do.
在圣经约翰一书二章十六节，圣经这样说，我们看到了，我们可以一起来读屏幕上的经文。
Let's read the book of John, First John chapter 2 verse 16 on the screen. Let's read together.
约翰一书二章十六节起，因为凡世上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的， 乃是从世界来的。啊，魔鬼撒旦被称为这个世界的王。
And Satan was called the king of this world.
啊，神是世界的主，魔鬼是个世界的王。
And God is the lord of the world, but devil is the king of this world.
啊，那这个世界的王魔鬼撒旦用什么来控制人呢？
So the king used what kind of weapon to control the people?
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
And three things: the lust of flesh, lust of eye, and the pride of a life.
每个人都是奴隶。
Everyone falls the slave of these things.
啊，如果我们没有信靠耶稣基督，没有在基督里认识真理，每个人都是罪的奴隶。
If we do not trust Jesus Christ, if we do not in Christ, we know the truth.Then we all sin, slave of sin.
都被这三样所奴役，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
We all be guided and will be oppressed by the three things: the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life.
所以耶稣说，凡犯罪的，就是罪的奴隶。
So Jesus said, "Who sinned is the slave of sin."
今天很多犯罪的人，他不觉得自己是奴隶，他说我在享受最终之乐。
And today, a lot of people are not.Sin that did not acknowledge that it's slave of sin, but rather he said, "I'm enjoying."
啊，我吸毒，我不是毒品的奴隶，我在享受它。
I'm taking the drug. I'm not a slave of drug. I enjoy the drug.
啊，我做很多很多的事情，啊，我在享受它。
I do a lot of things. I'm enjoying those things.
啊，耶稣说不是的。不是你在享受最终之乐，或者说不是你在玩弄罪，是罪在玩弄你。
And but Jesus said, "No, it's not. It's not like you enjoy the sin or you are play with the sin, but the sin is a play with you."
我们很多的时候，我们的骄傲，当我们的骄傲被彰显出来的时候，我们心里啊，你看我们多厉害，我们多厉害。其实那个时候，我们是骄傲的奴隶。
So our pride, sometimes when we try to demonstrate that, we show how great our way, and at that time, actually, you are the slave of a pride.
我记得有一次哈，就是我去到那好多年前哈，因为有一个外国来的一个供应商哈，来到我们公司哈，然后因为他正好来到我的实验室嘛，然后晚上我就带他。出去在我们那个城市看一看啦、啊，转一转。好多年前，好多年前。
And many years ago, I'm still working the company. And one time, we have the vendor come to our company, so I just to our lab. So I just take her after work to see the city.
然后呢，他要去到一些娱乐场合啊。
And he want to went to those kind of entertainment place.
那个时候呢，我就也带他去到那些场合。
So I take him to those entertainment place.
啊，我看到很多小女孩啊，也有一些小伙子啊，在那里啊，就是很疯狂的跳舞啊，怎么怎样啊。
So I see some girls and of course boys. They look very crazy, too exciting to dance.
啊，衣冠不整啊，怎么样
？And also kind of not very didn't wear very proper clothes.
然后其实我也知道，我一些那个实验室的那些小年轻人也会跟我说啊，那些地方他们卖的饮料啊什么的，有时候他们会在里面放一些东西啊什么，他就会啊让人可以很高兴啊，很 happy 啊，然后他们会啊跳一些举动。
And some of my colleagues in the lab also told me those places when they sell some drink, sometimes they can add some kind of things that make people feel very excited.
这就是今天这个世界上发生的事情，很多人啊，他觉得哇，我喝了这样东西，我做这样事情，我很开心的，我好自由哦。但是事实上，把这个东西放给你的人，他在那里看的哦，好好笑哦。
I feel just this is like a picture of today's world. You think I'm drinking this, very exciting, very happy and enjoy, but the one who put those substance in the drink.Is actually look at you, laugh at you, right?
哇，你看那个小姑娘，哇，真可笑，成这个样子。那个小姑娘她觉得挺享受啊，但是那些邪恶的人，他们在玩弄你，
but
在取笑你。
Maybe a little girl drink this drink, very exciting, dancing or whatever. But the people put in the substance, those wicked people actually is laughing at you. They are playing with you.
这是魔鬼的诡计。
And this is the trick that devil plays.
魔鬼诱惑试探，哎，享受吧，放纵吧，这是你的自由。
The devil's trick is basically just enjoy and let your lust go. That's your freedom.
You deserve it.
And you deserve it.
然后呢？当你觉得你在享受罪中之乐，当你觉得你在玩弄罪，结果是魔鬼罪在玩弄你。
And when you think you enjoy it, and when you think you can play all the things, but you don't know that devil and the sin is play you.
所以当使徒保罗说他是奴隶，他是仆人，这不奇怪，每个人都是奴隶，都是罪的奴隶。
So when Paul said he is a servant, he is a slave, it's not, don't be surprised, because every one of us are slave or servant.
那保罗说呢，他以前在罪中当奴隶的时候，他是真是痛苦啊。
And Paul said before when he was a slave of sin and how painful he was.
他就说在罪中做奴隶没有自由，我所愿意的善我做不到，我不愿意做的恶我倒去做。
And he said, while you're a slave of sin, you really don't have a freedom, liberty, because the good I want to do, I cannot do it, the evil I don't want to do it, but I do it.
我也不希望成为魔鬼的玩物啊，我也不希望成为罪的奴隶啊，但是我做不到啊。
I don't want to be played by sin, I don't want to be played by the devil, but I can help.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And said, Oh, wretched me, that who am I, and who will deliver me from the body of the death?
感谢神，耶稣把保罗从这个罪的奴隶身份当中拯救出来。
Thank God that God saved, Jesus Christ saved, Paul from his status of sin and slavery.
保罗说，如今那些在基督里的就不定罪了。
And so Paul claimed in the Romans said, in Christ, there is no condemnation anymore.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，使我脱离了罪和死的律。
Because he said the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made him free and from the law of sin and death.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，其结局就是永生。
And it continues, now having been set free from the sin, having become the slave of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, the everlasting life.
如果从人的眼光来看啊，就是没有什么所谓的真正的自由人。
And so basically, there is no so-called true free person.
你都是被奴役的。
You are all controlled by something.
那么在信靠耶稣基督之前呢，所有的人都是罪的奴隶。
And before you trust Jesus Christ, everyone was controlled by sin.
不是你在犯罪，你做罪的主人，不是，是罪做了你的主人。
It's not you are the master of sin, rather you are sin is the master of you.
那信靠主耶稣基督之后呢，我们仍然是有一个主人。
And trust Jesus Christ, and then we have another master.
那这个主人呢是耶稣，是神。
And our master become God.
那我们的结局呢就是生命平安，就是永生。
And at the end is a peace, holiness, and everlasting life.
使徒保罗说他是耶稣的仆人，耶稣是他的主。
And Paul said he is the slave of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is his Lord.
我们知道当保罗说这样的话，甚至把这样的话写下来让别人看的时候，这需要极大的勇气。
When Paul wrote down this word, let people read it, he has to be very courageous.
因为在当时的罗马帝国呢，所有人只能承认他只有一个主，就是凯撒，就是罗马皇帝凯撒。
Because at that time in the Roman Empire, everyone have to acknowledge they have one Lord, that Lord is Caesar.Emperor Caesar.
罗马帝国的法律，每一个人的生死，凯撒可以定。
And Roman's law proclaimed that everyone's death and life is determined by the Emperor Caesar.
除了凯撒之外，没有人可以称凯撒之外的哪一位是主人，只有凯撒是主。
No one can call anyone besides Caesar as the Lord.
主这个希腊原文的意思。就是主人，我的拥有者，他拥有我。
And the the Lord in the Greek language basically is the Lord as my master and is the person who owns me.
所以当保罗写这份信的时候，他说：“我的主人不是凯撒，我的主人是耶稣，需要极大的勇气。”
So when Paul wrote this letter, said, "My master is not, my master is not Caesar. It's my owner is not Caesar. He is very courageous."
所以只有在基督里得到真正的生命，得到真正的自由，才可能有这样的勇气。
So only in Christ has the true life and the true freedom. Then he has this courage.
我们一起来读约翰福音的八章三十二节哈。约翰福音八章三十二节起，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。所以做耶稣基督的仆人，不是失去自由，是真正得到了自由。
So as a slave of Jesus Christ, it's not lost your freedom, but rather you gain the true freedom.
那么使徒保罗曾经说他是罪的奴仆，看上去可以犯罪，可以随意犯罪，其实他没有自由。
And Paul said he was a slave of sin and looks like he can commit sin willingly, but he actually doesn't have that freedom.
但是当使徒保罗成为耶稣的仆人的时候，他说我真的自由了，所以 他有如此大的勇气，他称耶稣是主，他甚至连凯撒他都不惧怕。
So when he becomes the slave believe in Jesus Christ, and he is truly freedom. So he has such a courage, he can call Jesus is his Lord, not Caesar.
那么我们刚才说到主人这个词啊，原来的意思就是拥有者，他拥有我。
As we mentioned that the Lord is mean the owner, and he owns me.
那么我们知道每一个人都是神所造的。
And we know everyone is created by God.
所以每一个人从根本意义上讲，我们都属于神，因为上帝造了我们。
And from a very fundamental basis, that every one of us belong to God because He created us.
那么，对于每一个信靠耶稣的人，或者每一个蒙恩得救的人，耶稣基督用他的宝血怎么样把我们赎买回来
？But everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, purchased by Jesus Christ.And Jesus purchased us with His blood.
所以耶稣拥有我们，他买了我们，他拥有我们。
And so Jesus owned us. He purchased us.
这就所谓的双重拥有，上帝对得救的人双重拥有。
And this is called a double ownership of God towards those who are saved by Christ.
第一种拥有，其实每一个人都属于上帝，因为每一个人都上帝造的。
First ownership is because every one of us belong to God because we are created by God.
但是对于得救的人来说，上帝更加的拥有我们，因为上帝他独生爱子的血赎买了我们，把我们买了。
But for those who are saved is a second ownership is that because Jesus Christ, His blood, purchased us.
所以使徒保罗说，耶稣是我的主，耶稣拥有我，他双重拥有我。
And so when Jesus said, when Paul said, Jesus is my master, Jesus owned me, has this double ownership there.
他拥有我意味着什么？我的主人拥有我意味着随心所欲的使用我，支派我，他拥有我。
And my master owned me, what that means, it means that he can do whatever he wants with me.
所以当耶稣呼召保罗哈，就是差派保罗去外邦人当中做使徒的时候，耶稣特别还说，你以后会受到很多的逼迫，是不是？你以后会受很多的苦。
So when Jesus sent Paul to become the apostle for the Gentiles, and Jesus specifically mentioned that during this you will suffer a lot.
保罗有没有说，那不公平啊，不公平，你知道那条路很苦，你为什么还要让我去呢？不公平啊。
Did Paul say to Jesus, hey, that's not fair, you know there's a lot of trouble there, why you send me?
保罗没有这样讲。
Paul didn't say that.
因为保罗知道耶稣是他的主人，耶稣双重拥有他，买了他了，用血把他买了。
Because Paul knows that Jesus is Lord, his master, and Jesus owned him, and Jesus purchased him.
让他去哪他就去哪，让他经历什么就经历什么。
Wherever he sent him to go, he has to go. Whatever he has to him to experience, he has to experience.
这就是我的拥有者，他拥有的权利，他的权利是什么？随他所欲的使用我，因为他拥有我。
That's what the power of my owner has upon me, and he can do whatever he wants with me.
那么一个被拥有的人，他对他的主人是什么态度呢？
And if a person was owned by the master, so what the attitude should have towards the owner?
第一个当然就是我们刚才看到，就顺服了。你让我做这个，我做这个了，你是我主人了。
Of course, the first one we see is obedience.
那么第二个进一步呢？我要取悦他，我要让我的主人开心。
And the second is that I need to please my owner.
这是仆人。
And this is servant.
仆人的意义，或者说奴仆的意义，你让你的主人开心。
And a slave or servant, and you please your master.
你不是说表面上顺服。
You're not just submit obedience in appearance.
主人给你一个命令，你去了，心里在那里嘟嘟囔囔发牢骚。
And you follow your master's commander, but inward you kind of complain.
这不是真正的仆人，不是真
正的。That's not true servant or slave.
你心里很高兴，我终于有机会去完成主人托付我的使命，我可以让我的主人开心。
Instead, you should be like very happy to finally I got a chance to work for the master and to please my master.
所以在加拉太书一章十节哈，我们一起来读一下哈。
So, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, and let's read the scripture here.
加拉太书一章十节起。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。所以使徒保罗说他是耶稣基督的仆人。
So Paul here said he is the servant of Jesus Christ.
第一个意思就是使徒保罗说耶稣拥有我，他拥有我。
And the first meaning is that Jesus owned him, purchased him.
我们知道这拥有的含义，不仅上帝造了我，耶稣还用他的血买了我。
We know this owner, the meaning of the owner, that not only God created me and made me, and also Jesus Christ purchased me.
第二个就是我的主人，他有权利按他的意思随便的使用我、栽培我，他有权这样子。
Second, my master, my owner have the power do whatever he want to do with me.
他拥有我
，because he own me.
第三样。我要讨他喜悦，他是我的主人。
And thirdly, I need to please him because he's my master.
我们今天其实就思想保罗说的这句话的前面的一点点部分，仆人，什么是耶稣的仆人
？And we just made a little thinking about what Paul means servant.
说到耶稣的仆人呢，有一个小故事很有意思，我想给大家分享。
And talk about the servant of Jesus Christ, there is a little story. It's very interesting. I want to share with you.
有一天呢，耶稣对他的十二个门徒说：“你们每个人为我带一块石头，跟我走。”
And one day that Jesus talked to his 12 disciples, said, "Everyone take one rock for me and go with me."
后来每个门徒呢就捡一块石头。那个彼得就蛮聪明，就说：“哎，耶稣，你也没有讲大石头还是小石头啊？”
And so every disciples took a stone, a rock, and but Paul, Peter is kind of smart. And he said, "Well, Jesus didn't say the big rock or small rock."
然后他就捡一个小石头，这个比较轻，他就带着走。
So he just pick a small rock because it's kind of lighter. So he take it that way, walk with him.
好，那到中午了，门徒们又累又饿。那耶稣说：“现在大家坐下来，把这个石头拿出来。”
And so in the lunch time, then the disciples get hungry and tired, and they sit down. And Jesus said, "Okay, bring out your rock."
然后耶稣一祷告，哎，石头就变成了面包。
And Jesus prayed, and the rock became a bread.
那大石头就大面包，小石头就小面包。
And the big rock is big bread, and the small rock is small bread.
大家又很饿啊，拿起来吃。彼得就后悔了。
So Peter got very regret.
哎呀，这都不早说！你看我专门挑个小石头。
Tell me earlier, then I can pick, because I only pick a small rock.
后来吃完午餐了，耶稣又说：“好，那大家现在再为我拿一块石头跟我走。”
So after lunch, and Jesus said, "Okay, now pick up on the rock for me and go with me."
然后这一次彼得就挑个大的。
And then this time Peter picked a big one.
那一直走啊，到了晚上黄昏的时候，耶稣对门徒说：“好，把你们石头丢河里。”
And then they picked a rock, walk around to the evening, and then at that time Jesus said, "Okay, now cast your rock into the river."
那彼得这时候就奇怪了，这么大个石头，这么辛苦的背过来，你让我丢河里。
And Peter just feel very, very strange. There's such a big rock you want me to carry with you, and now you want me to cast in the river.
你这是怎么不变面包了呢
？And why this time he didn't change it to turn it to bread?
他说，既然石头你要让我们丢河里，你为什么让我们要带石头跟你走呢
？And you want us to cast the rock into the river. Why you even bother to want us to carry this rock with you?
为啥
？Walk with you.
耶稣怎么回答呢？
Do you know what Jesus' answer is?
耶稣回答说：“我岂不是对你们说，要你们为我拿一块石头吗
？”And Jesus said, "Did I told you that carry a rock for me?"
为什么要拿一块石头跟着耶稣呢
？Why want to take a rock?To follow Jesus.
为什么呢
？Why?
这个石头后来会变面包，这个石头后来会丢河里。
Is that rock become turned to be bread, or the rock going to cast the river?
因为耶稣说了，为耶稣。
Because Jesus said, "For me."
就是这么简单。
It's just that simple.
这就是仆人。
That's a servant.
这就是耶稣的仆人，因为耶稣说了，无论让你做什么，无论让你带什么，是什么样的结果，是什么样的回报，你不用去管，因为耶稣说了。
That's what means the servant of Jesus. Because Jesus said, no matter what the consequence, what the return, or what the result turned to be.
那耶稣曾经对彼得说啊，就是让彼得去牧养啊教会。那么耶稣对彼得说，那你到年老的时候，你会很悲惨的，你会被人家捆着啊带过来带过去，你会失去自由。
And once Peter told, Jesus told Peter, later on when he said you're going to serve the church, and but when at your old age, you will be very bad shape. You will suffer a lot.
那彼得就顺服。
And Peter submit actually.
为什么？因为主人说了。
Because the master told them.
什么是真正的仆人呢？真正的仆人，他顺服主人只有一个目的，因为主人说了。
And what is the true servant? The true servant only have one purpose when he submit himself.To the master, because his master said.
那么一个假的仆人，或者说一个自私的仆人是什么呢？他主人说了之后呢，他还想，哎呀，我这样做，会有什么结果？我那样会有什么结果
？If a self-centered servant, or you can say it's not really a servant, and when the master said, then he going to contemplate, he going to think, oh, if I do this way, what the consequence? If I do that way, what the consequence?
其实最最糟糕的仆人是什么呢？就是那些自作聪明、自作主张的仆人，那是最糟糕了。
And the worst servant you can have is the servant made up their own mind.
其实这不是真正的仆人，这是想做主人呐。
And actually, in reality, he's not want to be a servant. He want to become a master anyway.
所以。上帝让我们传福音是命令，是命令。
So God want us to preach the gospel. That's God's command.
上帝让使徒保罗去做外邦人的使徒是命令。
So God want to Paul to become the apostle for the Gentile. That's God's command.
仆人就顺从。
And a servant just follow.
无论会经历什么，无论会经历顺境也好，逆境也好，其实都不重要，因为我的主人说了，我就要去做。
Whatever that the servant is going to experience is a smooth journey or very tough journey, whatever.
我要让我的主人喜悦。
And because my master said, so I do it, and I need to please my master.
我们今天来思想罗马书。罗马书的第一句话就是使徒保罗说他是耶稣的仆人。
So today we think about the epistle of Book of Romans, And the first word, first sentence that Paul called himself the servant of God.
啊，其实我们每个人都是仆人，要么就是罪的奴仆，要么就是神的奴仆。
And we said every one of us a servant of something, that either we said a servant of sin or servant of God.
如果我们是神的奴仆，神双重拥有我们。
And if we are servant of God, God actually owns us in a double ownership.
那么罗马书告诉我们，我们每个人都是罪人，世人都犯了罪。
And Romans teaches us all sin.
罗马书告诉我们，最可怕的后果就是死亡。
And Romans also teaches the terrifying consequence of sin is death.
当我们还是罪人的时候，当我们与神为敌的时候，神却爱我们。
And while we're still sinner, we're still enemy of God, and God loved us.
那神爱我们付出极大的代价，就是他独生爱子耶稣担负世人的罪，死在十字架上。
God loved us, and he paid a great price that his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross and paid the sin.
怎样得到这样的爱，怎样得到上帝这样的救赎呢？心里相信，口里承认。
So how do we get such a love and such a salvation? We just confess with our mouths and believe in our heart.
然后罗马书接下来还告诉我们，蒙恩得救的人在这个世界上该怎样生活。
And Romans also teach us that those who with grace, how should they live on this earth?
啊，在我们接下来的主日信息当中，我们会一直来思想、来查考啊罗马书。
So in the following Sunday we will continue to study the book of Romans.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read the scripture on the screen.
罗马书一章十六节起。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。我们来祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us through your word.
让我们从圣经的话语当中能够认识主耶稣基督。
Through the word of the Bible, we can know Jesus Christ.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
当我们还是罪人，当我们还是上帝的仇敌的时候，耶稣就担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
While we are sinned, while we are enemy of God, Jesus Christ bear our sin and died on the cross.
让这一切信靠耶稣的人就不至灭亡，逃避地狱的火，反得永生。
And so that whoever trusts Jesus Christ will not be perished, will escape the fire of hell and have the eternal life.
主耶稣基督第三天从死里复活，让这一切信靠他的人也得到新造的生命。
And thirdly, he rose from dead, and all those who believe in him will have a new creation and have a new life.
让这新造的人不再是罪的奴隶，乃是成为耶稣基督的仆人。
All the new creation is no longer a slave of sin, but the slave of God.
愿圣灵怎样感动带领当年的使徒保罗去做耶稣的仆人，愿圣灵在我们每一个耶稣基督宝血所赎买回来的人心中也做同样的工作，让我们也做神的仆人。
How the Holy Spirit moved Paul to become a slave of Jesus Christ and do the same work among us who become a trust Jesus Christ, let us to be a slave of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be